immortal beings, they drink nectar and they worship the Lord, and amongst all the devatas the best is Indra, and he personally worships Upendra, Lord Vamanadev, who stays in the Swargaloka receiving the worship of Indra personally, directly. So you better go to him. Then Narada Muni goes to Indra. Then he appreciates Indra. Did Indra accept that praise of Narada Muni? Indra became very humble and said, "Oh, Narada Muni, I have committed so many mistakes in this Govardhan Leela. I have created a devastating rainfall to destroy Krishna's beloved associates and Krishna's beloved abode. Later I went through Surabhi and begged forgiveness, and Krishna somehow managed to allow me to continue in my post. But he cancelled Indra Puja forever. I committed so many offences. So I am definitely not the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. Although the Lord personally stays in Swargaloka and receives my worship, he does it only in reciprocation with the devotion of my parents." Who are Indra's parents? Aditi and Kashyapa. They are the one who prayed for the descent of Lord Vamanadev. And in reciprocation with the devotion of my parents, the Lord is just showing some mercy upon me. And in fact, in his descent as Vamanadev, he showed more mercy on Bali Maharaj than me. And he also embarrassed me and humiliated me by not fighting with Bali Maharaj. To get the kingdom back from Bali Maharaj, he could have fought with courage like a Kshatriya and defeated Bali Maharaj in the fight and regained the kingdom. And if he had made me the king of that kingdom, that would be more honorable and dignified for me. But instead of doing all that in a straightforward manner, Vamanadev took the role of a beggar. And he went and begged 3 steps of land. And he cheated Bali Maharaj. And then he gave that wealth earned through cheating to me. Okay, Indra, rule this. That's more humiliating and embarrassing for me. So Indra also said, "I have done so many mistakes." Actually, Indra did more mistakes. But somehow, because of his ego, Hare Krishna. Maharaj, we are doing a quick recap of what we discussed yesterday. Somehow because of his little ego or ahankar still there within his heart, although he's humbling himself, still he is not revealing the details of all his offences. Right? Sometimes when we may admit some mistakes, but we may not reveal all the details of our mistakes. We still want to hide. Okay? Apparently, we give a message to people that yes, I am humble and I am admitting my mistakes, I am honest, but internally, okay, let me not admit all the mistakes, let me hide some of them. Does it happen to you sometimes? So Indra is also doing that little bit, but nevertheless he is in a more humble disposition now than in many other pastimes. And he diverted Narada Muni to Brahma. I said, "Brahma, he is the best of all the devatas. He is the origin of all devatas. It is Brahma who created so many living entities and prajapatis and manus and munis in this world. And he is your father directly. And he is directly born from Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu's navel. So you better go to Brahma. Don't even embarrass me by saying that I am the best recipient of Krishna's mercy." And he said many other things that we discussed. Now, Indra diverts Narada Muni to Brahma. He glorifies Brahma. So as I said sometime back, yesterday also, all the devotees deny any praise from Narada Muni and they praise someone else. So Brihad Bhagavatamrita also teaches us the importance of being non-envious. We should not be envious of another devotee who is superior to us. We understand our insignificant position. We understand that they are better than us. But that understanding of someone's greatness should not induce envy in us, should not induce a sense of inferiority complex in us. So we should be honest and humble enough to accept the greater position of another Vaishnava while not harboring any envy or jealousy towards others. An envious person also acknowledges someone else's greatness, but he is not happy with it. He is unable to tolerate their greatness. But a humble person also acknowledges someone else's greatness, but he is very comfortable with it. Yes, they are great and I am like this. So I take inspiration from them, I learn from them, I improve myself. That's the mood. So Narada Muni goes to his own father, Brahma. So now we'll discuss, we'll begin today's class. So Narada Muni goes to Brahma, and as Narada Muni went to Brahma, first Narada Muni saw that Brahma was worshipping Lord Mahapurusha. When Narada Muni first went to Indraloka or Swargaloka, what did he see? He saw that Indra was worshipping Vamanadeva. Now he saw Brahma worshipping Lord Mahapurusha. This Mahapurusha is thousand-headed form of the Lord, and he is lovingly receiving all worship from Brahma. And Brahma is also guiding some of his subordinates to perform so many sacrifices. And in that sacrifice, the priests, the great sages, the Brahmaloka Vasis were offering oblations, so many offerings. And Lord Mahapurusha is consuming all those offerings personally. Here, did you ever participate in a sacrifice here, anytime, yajna? Did you ever see the Yajna Purusha, Lord Yajneshwara, manifesting in the sacrificial fire and receiving your offerings directly and eating them? No, we understand that yes, the Lord is accepting, but you can't see them in person. But there in Brahmaloka, all the Brahmaloka Vasis are personally offering many things into the sacrificial fire, and the Lord is personally accepting them. He is consuming all those offerings. Right? So, he is consuming offerings, and after that puja is over, worship is over, yajna is over, he went to his personal quarters and he started resting. He slept. So the two prominent activities of Lord Mahapurusha in Brahmaloka are eating and sleeping. Only eating and sleeping. So he would eat all the offerings made by his devotees with love and he would go into sleep. That sleep is not like our sleep. So when a conditioned soul sleeps, it's like tamoguna sleep. But when Lord Mahapurusha sleeps, it's like Yoga Nidra. His pastimes are happening in a different way in his Yoga Nidra also. So, now after Mahapurusha left to his inner chambers, Narada Muni coolly went to Brahma and requested for a private meeting. And Narada Muni, Brahma meanwhile engaged all his subordinates to take care of so many administrative affairs of the universe. And then he gave his time to Narada Muni, and Narada Muni started glorifying, "Oh Brahma, my dear father, you are so great. Lord Mahapurusha is staying right in your planet, receiving your worship, accepting all the sacrificial oblations that you are offering. You are really great, you are the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. In fact, you are as good as Krishna. You are the first created living being in this universe, and you manifested directly from the lotus that sprouted from the lotus navel of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, and you are the origin of all other living entities and prajapatis and manus and different species and different planets in this universe. So you must be the best recipient of Krishna's mercy." Narada Muni glorified him. He glorified Brahma in so many ways, but Brahma was not happy to hear all that. Let's recite a shloka where Narada Muni praised Brahma, right? As good as Krishna, and Brahma is denying that praise. So how we should deny praise, we can learn from Brahma. Brahma is setting an example. How should we deny praise? See this. Aham na Bhagavan Krishna. Iti tvam kim pramanataha yuktitascha mahabhikshnam maya bhikshnam bodhitosina balyataha. He says, aham na Bhagavan Krishna. Narada Muni, you are glorifying me as if I am Krishna. I am not Bhagavan Krishna. Don't you know this? Iti tvam kim pramanataha. What's your praman? What's the evidence? On what authority are you glorifying me as good as Krishna? So, Acharya is right here that when you are accepting any truth, you should have the intelligence to ask for evidence, ask for praman, ask for authority. What is your reference? So Brahma is asking. If you remember in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni told Brahma that, oh Brahma, you are the supreme person in this universe. He glorified in a similar way. Of course, here it's more elaborate, but in second canto it's a little brief. In the second canto, fifth chapter. Then Brahma says, no, I am not the supreme creator. I only recreate what has already been created by the Lord. I am only a secondary creator. He is the primary creator. I do visarga, he does sarga. Only by his empowerment, only by his blessings that I am able to create now. So Brahma is very honest. And he also says, na bharati menga mrushopalakshyate na vaikvachin me manaso mrushagati na me hrishikani patantya satpathe yanme hrda utkanthya vata dhruto harihi. He says, na bharati menga mrushopalakshyate, my words will never say anything wrong. My mind will never think of anything wrong. My senses or my body will not do anything wrong. Whatever I say, whatever I do, whatever I think is 100% correct. Brahma said this, not out of arrogance, out of obedience to the Lord. Yanme hrda utkanthya vata dhruto harihi. Because I have accepted with great zeal the two divine lotus feet of Lord Krishna in my heart, on the strength of my devotion to Krishna, on the strength of his blessings, whatever I say, whatever I do, whatever I think is correct. Basically, he expressed his complete and exclusive dependence on Krishna in whatever he is doing. So now he says that I am not Krishna. I am a person completely dependent on Krishna's mercy. On what authority are you saying this, Narada Muni? Then further says, yuktaischa mayabhikshnam bodhitosi navalyata. My dear Narada Muni, did I not teach you this since you were a little boy? Balyataha. When Narada Muni was a little boy, means basically when he just manifested from Brahma as his son, then since then our Brahma has been teaching Narada Muni, you are supposed to worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu. I am only a secondary creator. I am not the Supreme Lord. Please understand this. So I have been teaching this to you since you were a small child. Now you are again saying the same thing. Now let me prove how I am not as great as Krishna. I am not as good as Krishna. So he says, he starts enumerating all the mistakes. He says, first, I think of myself as a guru, as a prabhu, as a controller, as a tapasvi, as a great ascetic, as prajapati nam abhivandita pati. All the prajapatis report to me, they offer obeisances to me. And I feel a sense of pride in doing whatever I am doing. In my position, I take great pride in my position. Also, I am constantly afflicted with the fear of time. My lifetime is restricted to two pararthas. And I am fearful of death also. Sometimes I become proud, sometimes I become distracted. Once he became distracted with Vak, his own daughter. So, I am an abode of so many mistakes. And I live in fear of time. And I also desire liberation sometimes. Getting overwhelmed by the great universal managerial responsibilities, sometimes I desire liberation also. He's a devotee, but he says, sometimes I desire moksha also. So, I am definitely not a great devotee, and the Lord favors only devotees. And Brahma is so humble at this moment. Brahma says that I have done so many mistakes. He will say that what all mistakes he has done. He also says all the people that I have created, they also have done so many mistakes. Indra did an offense that goes into Brahma's account. Brahma takes it into account. General tendency of an average human being is, when there is something good that happens, let me take credit for it. When something wrong happens, let me shift blame on others. Shifting blame and claiming credit is the typical tendency of an average conditioned soul. But great souls are opposite. When mistake happens, they take responsibility. When something great happens, they transfer the credit. So we need to learn to transfer credit of great things and take responsibility for the mistakes. But most people claim credit for, take credit for the good things happen and shift blame on others. Hare Krishna Prabhu. So this is how Brahma says that Indra has done a mistake, that goes into my account. Varuna has done a mistake. What mistake did Varuna do? He kidnapped Nanda Maharaj. What mistake did Indra do? He created a great rainfall in Vrindavan. And Yamaraj also did a mistake. Anyone knows? What mistake Yamaraj did? He kidnapped the son of Sandipani Muni, Krishna's guru. So many devatas have done some mistakes. Kuvera has done a mistake. Kuvera has sent his Shankarchuda to kidnap the gopis during that Leela. So, Daityas, one more thing. So many demons have done mistakes. Now, devatas have done mistakes and Brahma is taking responsibility for it. Even the demons also have done so many mistakes. And Brahma says, I am the one who created them. So Brahma only created all the species of living entities, right? Whether they are devatas or demons, they are all creation of Brahma. So whoever has done any mistake in Brahma's creation, that's going into Brahma's account. And Brahma says, I have done so many mistakes personally, and all the living beings that I have created, they also have done so many mistakes, so many offenses to the Lord, and I'm such a great offender. Right? The aggregate of all that offensive mentality is on my head. How can you say that I am the best recipient of Krishna's mercy? Then he goes on to say his personal mistake. He says, I have kidnapped the boys, the cowherd boy friends of Krishna and also the little calves of Krishna. And I created a situation of separation between Krishna and his beloved associates for one full year. Of course, in reality, Brahma did not kidnap them. Brahma only kidnapped some illusory boys and calves. The original boys and calves were hidden by Krishna, and Krishna manifested his expansions. Total three sets of boys and calves are there in Brahma Vimohana Leela. Three sets. First is the original set. Second is the illusory set kidnapped by Brahma. Third is the set which are Krishna's expansions. Right? So, Brahma says, I have stolen all the boys and calves of Krishna, and thus I created a situation of separation which Krishna did not like. So I am a great offender. Then Brahma says, I am not the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. In fact, Shiva is the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. Shiva is Vaishnavanam Yathashambho. He speaks about Shiva. Let's recite this shloka, 86th shloka. Krishna Shivasya Bhedeksha Moha Doshakari Mata. Yeah, there. Ago Bhagavata Swasmin Kshamyatena Shivekritam. To consider Lord Shiva different from Krishna is a serious spiritual deviation. The personality of Godhead tolerates offenses against himself but not against Lord Shiva. Now Brahma here makes a comparison between him and Shiva. Let me spend a little while on this. Brahma has given benedictions to Hiranyakashipu, isn't it? And that made Hiranyakashipu so powerful. And Hiranyakashipu tormented the entire universe. He also tormented a Mahabhagavata devotee, Prahalad Maharaj. Then the Supreme Lord Vishnu had to take the form of Narasimha and kill Hiranyakashipu and save Prahalad Maharaj. And after Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, he called Brahma. Brahma, come here, Idrajav. And Brahma said, what happened? Never give such benedictions to demons like Hiranyakashipu. Understand? Yes, my dear Lord. Sorry for giving benedictions to Hiranyakashipu that made him so powerful. And on the strength of my benedictions, Hiranyakashipu offended so many Vaishnavas. Now, directly offending the Lord is one level of offense. Offending the devotees of the Lord is another offense. supporting the offenders of Vaishnavas is a greater offense. Right? I offended the Lord directly. I offended the devotees of the Lord also. And I empowered those people who offended the Lord. All this will come into my account only. But Shiva is special. Although Shiva also has given benedictions to so many demons, the Lord doesn't chastise Shiva. He doesn't give feedback to Shiva. Right? He only pampers Lord Shiva because he loves him so much. Right? So when Brahma gave benedictions to Hiranyakashipu, the Lord gave him a warning. Brahma never gives the benedictions to people like Hiranyakashipu. But Brahma says, although he said like that, again I give benedictions to Ravana. I got warning, I got a feedback for giving benedictions to Hiranyakashipu. Later I repeated the same mistake and I gave boons to Ravana also. Again the Lord had to come in the form of a human being, Lord Ramachandra, and kill Ravana. I keep repeating the same mistakes and the Lord keeps chastising me. But although Shiva also gives benedictions to so many demons, the Lord pampers Lord Shiva. The Lord doesn't give feedback to Shiva. He doesn't give any correction to Shiva. In fact, the Lord encourages Shiva. Once Vrakasur was worshipping Lord Shiva with a desire to get a benediction. What was the benediction? If he keeps his hand on someone's head, he should be burned to ashes on the spot. And for this, to get this benediction, Vrakasur kept a sacrificial fire and is offering flesh from his own body every day. And one day he got so frustrated because Shiva is not responding. So he was about to cut his head and put in the sacrificial fire. Then Shiva manifested from the sacrificial fire and said, "Stop this nonsense, what do you want?" He said, "I want this benediction." "Okay, take it." And he got the benediction. When he keeps his hand on someone's head, he will be destroyed. And he wanted to test that benediction on Shiva himself. And Shiva started running away. And Vrakasura was chasing Shiva. And what was the intention of Rukasur? He wanted to kill Lord Shiva and take away Parvati Devi. That is his mentality. Then Lord Vishnu came in the form of a Brahmana and told this Rukasur. He bewildered his mind completely and he made Lord Vishnu in the form of a Brahmana boy, made Rukasur keep his hand on his own head and he destroyed himself. After this, Lord Vishnu told Lord Shiva. He did not give a feedback. He did not give a correction. He pampered, "Don't worry, it's okay, no problem, it happens." And then he is encouraging him, pampering him, and then he is continuing. So Brahma says, when I give benedictions to demons, I get heavy feedbacks. When Shiva gives benedictions to demons, he only gets protection from Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, and he never gets a feedback because he is very dear to the Lord. And again, Brahma is not speaking out of jealousy. Of course, Brahma spoke so many other glories of Lord Shiva. He says, Shiva even has the ability to give liberation to people. No other devata can give liberation, but Shiva can give liberation. Because Shiva acts as a Vaishnava, right? So he can give liberation. He drank halahal and he protected the entire universe. Now, in this halahal episode, it is Lord Vishnu who gave this whole blueprint of Samudra Manthan to all the devatas, isn't it? He is the one who gave this idea of churning the milk ocean to produce nectar to the devatas. And all the devatas made a truce with the demons and they churned the milk ocean. And the Lord, first, he gave that idea. Later, the Lord lifted the Mandara mountain and brought the Mandara mountain all the way to milk ocean. And the Lord also expanded himself as Kurmadev and he lifted the Mandara mountain from bottom. As Sahasrabahu, the Lord held the mountain from top so that it would be balanced. And the Lord as Ajita, he personally participated in the churning of milk ocean on the side of the devatas. And the Lord also empowered the devatas with Sattvaguna, empowered the Asuras with Rajogun, empowered Vasuki with Tamogun. And thus he orchestrated this whole Samudra Manthan event. And he also created some mystic clouds that showered rains on all these devatas and demons so that they don't get tired, they don't get affected by the poison of Vasuki. Thus, the Lord helped this whole event of Samudra Manthan in so many ways. But when Halahal came, the Lord did not do anything. Lord Vishnu did not do anything. Why? He wanted to give the credit of saving the entire creation from this poison to his dearest devotee, Lord Shiva. Let Shiva be glorified for this activity, for all time to come. Tapyante lokatapena sadhavah prayasho janah paramaradhanam taddhi purushasya akhilatmanah. So great souls extend themselves to protect common people, to help common people, even at the cost of personal inconvenience. And that's what Lord Shiva did. So Shiva is very dear to Lord Krishna. He is the best devotee of Krishna. Vaishnavanam yathashambho. My dear Narada Muni, you should go to Lord Shiva. Go and meet him. I am not the best devotee. So he was diverted. Then Narada Muni was looking in the direction of Kailash. He was sitting in front of Brahma. He is looking in the direction of Kailash. Oh, I need to go there. Satyaloka is there. Kailash is here. So he is looking down. Brahma said, where are you seeing? I am looking towards Kailasha so that I can travel there. Narada Airlines. Right? So we have seen Narada Muni coming from Bhuloka to Swargaloka, Swargaloka to Satyaloka. Now he is going to Shivaloka in the material world. But our Brahma says, don't go to Kailash. That's only a replica residence of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has his original residence in the spiritual world. Sadashiva Loka, in the spiritual world. You better go there. There you will see Shiva dancing along with Mother Parvati and all the associates. All of them are absorbed in Harinam Sankirtan. So you go to Sadashiva Loka. Don't look down, look up. Then Narada Muni just crossed beyond this universe. Prapanchatita, he went into Sadashiva Loka to meet Lord Shiva. And what was he doing there? Shiva was worshipping Lord Sankarshan there. Lord Sankarshan is the favorite deity of Lord Shiva. And he was worshipping Lord Sankarshan. Lord Sankarshan is an expansion of Lord Krishna only. But he wears blue dhoti like Balaramji. He has whitish body, not the bluish complexion, whitish complexion like Balaramji. So he is offering all kinds of puja paraphernalia to Lord Sankarshan, and he is absorbed in this beautiful worship of the Lord. And along with Mother Parvati and all the other associates, they were doing Harinam Sankirtan. Even in the spiritual world, by Lord Shiva and his eternal associates, all of them are simply worshipping the Supreme Lord, chanting the holy names of the Lord. So chanting the holy names of the Lord is not just a method given only for Kali Yuga people. That is relevant in all yugas, that's relevant in all planetary systems. It's an expression of one's deep devotion. As Kulashekar Alvar says, Vaktum samarthopi navakti kaschit aho jananam isanabhi mukhyam. You can show that shloka, Mukundamala. Very beautiful shloka. This one. Srinatha Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Bhakta Priya Chakrapani, Shri Padmanabha Chyuta Kaitabhare, Shri Rama Padmakshahare Murare, Ananta Vaikuntha Mukunda Krishna, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Vaktum Samarthopi Navakti Kaschit, Aho Jananam Vyasanabhi Mukhyam, Srinatha Narayana Vasudeva. Srinatha means the master of goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. We are going to speak about her also, about Lakshmi Devi very soon. Mother Parvati glorifies Lakshmi Devi. Srinatha Narayana Vasudeva, Sri Krishna Bhaktapriya, he is very dear to devotees and all devotees are dear to him. Chakrapani, he holds Sudarshan Chakra in his hand. Shri Padmanabha Achyuta Kaitabhare, Padmanabha, one who has a lotus navel, or from whose navel lotus sprouts. Achyuta, infallible, never fails in displaying affection towards his devotees. Achyuta. Kaitabhare, one who destroyed the Kaitabha demon, Madhu Kaitabha demons. Sri Rama Padmaksha Hare Murare. Sri Rama. Padmaksha means one who has lotus-like eyes. Murari, one who killed Murari demon. So the Lord has so many names. So many names like this. Ananta, Vaikuntha, Mukunda, Krishna, Govinda, Damodara, Madhava. But still, problem is, Vaktum Samartho Api Navakti Kaschid. Vaktum Samartho Api means, although we have the ability to chant these names, utter these names, Navakti, which we don't chant. Prabhupada says that, right? Wife is telling the husband, chant, chant, chant. Husband says, can't, can't, can't. The other day, Maharaj was telling us, there is this German boy went into the bathroom and switched on the shower, and the parents are hearing the sound of shower, but this boy is away from the shower. He is not under the shower. If he's not under the shower, he will stink. He is still dirty. So same thing he is saying. Vaktum samarthopi navakti kaschit. Although he has the conditioned soul has the ability to chant the names of the Lord, navakti kaschit, he doesn't chant. Aho jananam yasanabhi mukhyam. Aho, alas. Jananam, this janta, common people, are vyasana abhimukhyam. They are going towards dangers of this material life. They are taking so much interest in material life, material pleasures, material enjoyment, and they are not taking this medicine of Harikatha, Harinam. So, acharyas are expressing their deep concern. So, we can go to the next sloka. There is one more. Yeah, this is good. Gopalavamshidhararupasindho Loke. Okay. Gopalavamshidhararupasindho. Oh, Gopala. One who herds all the cows. Vamshidhara. He plays a flute. Rupasindho means he's an ocean of nectarian beauty. Right? Gopala Vamshidhara Rupa Sindhu Lokesha Narayana Dina Bandhu. You are Lokesha, you are the master of the entire creation, Narayana. And you are Dina Bandhu, you are the greatest friend of distressed. But, and what is recommended for us? Uchai Shravaistvam Vadak Sarvadaiva. Please, with loud voices, you please chant the names of the Lord always. Govinda, Damodara, Madhava. But still, vaktum samarthopi navakti kaschid. It is our misfortune that we are unable to chant. What is that shloka? Durdaivam idrishamiha janinanuragaha. But this Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the names of the Lord, is going on even in the spiritual world, even in Sadashiva Loka, by Shiva and all his associates. Now, coming back. So Naradamuni, he also went into ecstasy. Seeing this worship, and the whole Harinam Sankirtan happening in Sadashiva Loka, Narada Muni became ecstatic. Because Narada Muni is like, he is Naman Yanantascha Hatatrapa Patan Guhyani Bhadrani Smarani Cha Kritan Kritani Smarani Cha Smaran. So Narada Muni is very much absorbed in chanting the names of the Lord. Whenever he sees someone chanting the names of the Lord, he gets ecstatic. So Narada Muni waited for this whole Sankirtan to stop for a while, so that he can have a private meeting with Lord Shiva. And the puja is over, Sankirtan is over, festival is done, and Narada Muni went to meet Lord Shiva. He started glorifying Lord Shiva. He said, "My dear Shiva, you are the best of all devotees of Krishna. You are the best recipient of Krishna's mercy." And Krishna never considers your offenses. Although you give benedictions to different demons, we discussed some time back, you give benedictions to different demons, Krishna never considers your offenses because you are very dear to him. And as Narada Muni is glorifying Shiva one by one, like this, Shiva is getting more embarrassed. I offended him and he doesn't consider my offense. Means he is not feeling that intimacy to give me correction. You see, different devotees have different interpretations of the Lord's activities for not receiving mercy. In this context, let's go to Chaitanya Charitamrita for a moment. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, one Sanatana Goswami, he visited Jagannath Puri. He had some, you know, wounds and blood and pus coming all over from his body. He had some disease. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embracing Sanatana Goswami several times. And that made Sanatana Goswami feel so bad and embarrassed. Embrace is embarrassing him. So he consulted Jagadananda Pandit. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embracing me and all this blood and pus on my body is touching his transcendental body and I am offending him. What am I supposed to do? Although I say no, he forcefully embraces me. Then Jagadananda Pandit said, Sanatana Goswami, you came, you stayed in Jagannath Puri for a while. You saw Jagannath Rath Yatra also. You had spent some time with Lord Chaitanya also. Better you go back to Vrindavan. You please go to Vrindavan. That is Prabhutatta Desha for you. Go and stay there. No problem. Then Sanatana Goswami told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, I consulted with Jagadananda Pandit. I am going to Vrindavan. Thank you very much for your association. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who is that Jaga? How dare he gives you an advice? You are on the level of my advisor. Once I was going to Vrindavan, you told me you should not go to Vrindavan with so many people. So I came back, I went to Jagannath Puri. You are on the level of my advisor and he's advising you. He's a mere boy, a small child in front of you. He's not supposed to give advice and suggestion to seniors like you. Then Sanatana Goswami said, my dear Lord, you are making me eat the bitter fruits of neem tree and you are making him eat the sweet grapes. Grapes and neem fruits look somewhat similar, right? So, you are making me eat the bitter fruits of neem tree and you are making him eat the sweet grapes. Mahaprabhu said, what is this comparison suddenly? He says, the praise, the official and formal praise that you are giving me is like bitter neem fruit. But the chastisement that you are giving him is like sweet grape. Not the sour grape, sweet grape. Because when you freely chastise someone, when you freely give a feedback to someone or correction to someone, that shows a level of intimacy. But when you are thinking twice to give a correction to someone, that means the relationship is not sufficiently intimate. Isn't it? So, Sanatana Goswami told Mahaprabhu that because Jagadananda Pandit is very intimate to you are freely chastising him. And because I am not that intimate to you are always formally praising me, appreciating me, glorifying me, encouraging me. But I think he is more intimate to you. So the pastime continues. Mahaprabhu clarified, no, I have respect for you. Really, genuinely I respect you. But the principle here is that devotee finds some reason to consider oneself not so great in the eyes of Krishna. There are other devotees who are much greater than me. That's the mood. So, Brahma said, Vishnu gives me correction, but Vishnu pampers Shiva when we give benedictions to demons. But Shiva says, that shows that I am not very intimate. Right? So Shiva says, I am not that intimate associate of the Lord. Narada Muni glorifies Shiva in so many ways. I don't have so much time to cover all of them. But whenever Vaishnavas do some mistakes, Lord Shiva forgives them. Lord Shiva tolerates them. Lord Shiva doesn't take them very seriously. And Shiva, you are so detached that you are just, you don't have a palace also to stay. You are living like a mendicant. So that also shows how detached you are. You are not only rich in your devotion, you are rich in your detachment also. And you are very dear to Lord Krishna. And that is seen in your ability to give liberation also. The Lord has not empowered any devata with the ability to give liberation, but the Lord has empowered you and your wife Durga to give liberation to common people. Your bestower of liberation also. And what is your greatest joy and what is the greatest joy of your wife? Harinam Sankirtan. Whenever you want to please your wife, Parvati, you organize a great Harinam Sankirtan. You organize a great festival so that your wife is pleased. So he says that. Let's recite 34th sloka. Vichitra Bhagavan Nama Sankirtana Kathot Savaihi Sadevam Ramayan Vishnu Janasanga Sukham Bhajet. Vichitra Bhagavan Nama Sankirtana Kathot Savaihi. So whenever Lord Shiva wants to please his wife Parvati, you know what he does? He organizes a great Sankirtan festival. In that festival, all the devotees gather together and they chant Vishnu's names and they recite his glories. And at that time, Janasanga Sukham Bhajet, Mother Parvati experiences great pleasure of association of Vaishnavas. This is how husbands must please wives, as exemplified by Lord Shiva in his connection with Parvati. So in this way, Narada Muni was glorifying Shiva in so many ways. Now, Shiva just could not tolerate it. You know what he did? This is what he did. Shiva closed the mouth of Narada Muni. He said, stop speaking like this. you glorify me so much like this. You can show that? Yeah. So Shiva closed the mouth of Narada Muni. But Narada Muni became a little mild. But again he continued to glorify Lord Shiva. He said, no, enough of glorification. Now let me refute your praise. So he refutes the glorification and he says that I am not at all a recipient of Krishna's mercy. I also have done so many offenses. If I am so devoted to Lord Vishnu, why would he even worship me? Sometimes Lord Ramachandra worships Lord Shiva. And that worship done by Lord Ram to Shiva makes Lord Shiva very embarrassed, very humiliated. He feels very bad. That Lord is worshipping me with so much of formality. So I am not very comfortable with it. And if at all you want to understand who is the best recipient of Krishna's mercy, you better go to Vaikuntha. I only get the association of Lord Vishnu once in a while, intermittently. He may not give me feedback when I empower some demons. But that's not a real manifestation of the Lord's mercy. The real manifestation of Lord's mercy is when he gives his continuous association. And he gives that continuous association to all the Vaikuntha Vasis. In the Vaikuntha, there are so many Vishnu Parshadas. They are constantly absorbed in glorifying Lord Vishnu. And they are able to see Lord Vishnu personally. You may glorify me. Oh Narada Muni, you are glorifying me that I got the association of Lord Sankarshan and I am worshipping Lord Sankarshan here. But my worship is so intermittent. But they are having constant association with Lord Vishnu and Mother Lakshmi Devi. And they are totally absorbed in Harikatha. You know that third canto shloka Bhagavatam. Vaimanika salalanascharitani shashvat gayanti yatra shamalakshapanani bhartuhu antar jalenu vikasan madhumadhavinam gandhena khandita dhiyopyanilam kshipantaham. All the Vishnu Parshadas, all the Vaikunthavasis have their private airplanes. Golden airplanes. In those airplanes, they travel with their consorts, with their wives. Now, there is privacy, there is facility, and you can go wherever you want. They don't need a pilot or seat belt. The airplane moves according to the will of the Vishnu Parshadas sitting there. And the ambience of Vaikuntha is so beautiful. In such an ambience, in that private association of their consorts, they never get a thought of enjoying with them on a sense gratificatory plane. What do they do? Gayanti yatra shamalakshapanani bhartuhu. They just sing the glories of Lord Hari constantly. They are absorbed in glorifying the qualities, nama, rupa, guna, leela of Lord Hari along with their wives while traveling in Vaikuntha airplanes. So there is such deep absorption in their devotion. And just like earlier, Lord Brahma also said, I am so overwhelmed by the activities of universal creation. I am a Rajogun avatar. And Shiva says, yes, I am also participating in his expansions. He also participates in destroying this universe. He is a Tamogun avatar. So he appointed us in so many such roles and responsibilities which are not directly Namarupa Gunalila of the Lord. So we are not the best recipients. Those who are staying in Vaikuntha, they are absorbed in personal association of the Lord. They are relishing the personal company of the Lord. They are constantly doing Harinam Sankirtan, glorifying Lord Hari. They are the best recipients. And he gives a big long list of qualifications of Vaikunthavasis. How many of you are eager to know the qualities of Vaikunthavasis? Let's recite a few shlokas. I am a little confused what to choose. There are so many glories here. But still, let's see. You can go to 42nd shloka, Prabhu, just under this picture. Correct. Go up. Zoom the shloka, please. Tat Krishna Parshada Shrestha Mamam Tasya Dayaspadam Vidhi Kintu Krupa Sara Bhajo Vaikuntha Vasinah. So Lord Shiva says that, O Narada Muni, you are already the best of associates of Krishna. You are searching everywhere the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. You yourself are a great devotee of Krishna. He says, Tasya, Tat Krishna, Parshada Shrestha. You are the best of all associates of Lord Krishna. Do not think of me as a best recipient of his compassion. Rather, you should understand that Vaikunthavasis are the best recipients. What are their qualities? Let's see one by one. Yaihi Sarvam Trinav. Yai sarvam trinavatyaktva bhaktyardra priya bhaktyaradhya priyam harim. Yai sarvam trinavatyaktva, they can give up any facility or any opulence as trinavat. What is trinat? Trina, a blade of grass. They can give up the entire opulence of the material creation as a small blade of grass, nothing to them. Then bhakti aradhya priyam harim, with great bhakti, with great devotion, they worship their beloved Lord Hari. Then sarvatha siddhayo labdhva panga drishtya pinadrita. They have no regard for the desirable worldly achievements. They won't even glance at them. Panga means just even glancing. They don't even glance at worldly opulence. Tyakta sarvabhimanaye samasta bhaya varjitam vaikuntham sachidanandam gunatitam padam gataha. Tyakta sarvabhimanaye, they gave up all kinds of false ego or false pride. No abhiman for them. This abhiman is the nature of demoniac people. Dambho darpo abhimanascha krodhah parushyamevacha ajnanam cha abhijatasya partha sampadamasuri. Krishna tells Arjuna in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the divine nature and demoniac nature. Demoniac people have this abhiman, false prestige. But the Vaikunthavasis have no false prestige. Tyakta sarva abhimanaye. Then samasta bhayavarjitam. They don't have any fear also. And Vaikuntham sachidanandam. They also stay in the sachidananda forms. Forms of eternal bliss and knowledge in the Vaikuntha. Gunatitam padam gataha. They are beyond the gunas, beyond the material modes. Tatraye sachidananda dehaha paramavaibhavam sampraptam sachidanandam harisarshtam na chana bhajan harer bhaktya param prita bhaktan bhaktim cha sarvataham rakshanto vardhayantascha sancharanti yadrichhaya. They have Sachidananda bodies, they have Sachidananda powers, and they are as independent as the Supreme Lord Himself. They are not only Sachidananda, they are Swachhanda also. Swachhanda means one who has complete freedom to go anywhere, in any planet. They are not confined to any region. And their main duty in this material world is to protect all the Vaishnavas. Even Yamaraj says this. Vishnu Dutas, they may sometimes come to the material world to protect devotees who are chanting the names of the Lord, the way they protected Ajamil from Yamadutas, right? So Vishnu Parshadas are very dearest associates of the Lord. They have highest compassion. They only have Prema Bhakti. They are divinely blissful. They are blessed associates of the Lord. So I, not only devotees of Vishnu in the spiritual world, even devotees of Vishnu in the material world are also very glorious. I consider these Vaishnavas in the material world also very superior to me. So you better go to Vaikuntha and meet the Vaikunthavasis there. And meanwhile, Parvati came. Parvati has been hearing this whole conversation between Shiva and Narada Muni. She's right next. She intruded and said, "Yes, as my husband said, Vishnu, the Vishnu Loka Vasis, the Vaikuntha Vasis are the best recipients of Krishna's mercy. Amongst all the Vaikuntha Vasis, the best is Lakshmi Devi." She said, "Lakshmi Devi is the best. Sri Rupini Kvadayati Charanaravindam Leelambujena Harisadmani Mukta Doshah." You know what does Lakshmi do in Vrindavan? In Vaikuntha. Lakshmi Devi, she sweeps the floors of Vaikuntha. She cleans the walls of Vaikuntha. Yad anugrahaninya yatnaha. Although she has so much fan following, although so many people are waiting for her mercy, her merciful glances. So people want Lakshmi Devi's grace. Many people, if you go to South India especially, many people keep Lakshmi Devi's photo and worship her. Nothing wrong in it. But they keep only Lakshmi Devi's photo. Many of them don't keep a Narayana's photo also. And they want Lakshmi with four hands or eight hands, with in one hand gold coins come like this. In another hand gold coins come like this. With two extra hands gold coins come like this. And there should be some two elephants throwing gold coins everywhere. There should be big vessels, golden vessels filled with gold coins, right? Nothing wrong in worshipping Lakshmi Devi, but there are some people who separate Lakshmi from Narayana. They want only Lakshmi, they don't want Narayana. Just like Ravana wanted only Sita, not Ram. Shishupal wanted only Rukmini Devi, not Krishna. Similarly, many people in this material world, they want only Lakshmi and not Narayana. And Lakshmi Devi clarifies in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, "Those who worship me alone, ignoring Narayana, I don't bestow my mercy upon them." Right? Anyways, Lakshmi is the best of all the associates of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. Parvati Devi is glorifying, because Parvati and Lakshmi are very closely connected to each other. They're friends, right? So she took this opportunity to glorify Lakshmi Devi. And at this moment, Narada Muni was very, very eager to go to Vaikuntha and meet the Vaikuntha Vasis. As he was about to move, giving farewell to Parvati and Shiva, Shiva caught Narada Muni's hand, took him aside. "Where are you going?" "Of course I am going to Vaikuntha to meet the Vaikuntha Vasis. I am on a quest to find the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. In my journey, my next destination, next loka is Vishnu Loka. I went to Indra Loka. I was in Bhuloka earlier. Met two Vaishnavas, a Brahmana Vaishnava and a Kshatriya Vaishnava. But they said that Indra is best. I went to Swargaloka, then I went to Brahmaloka, then I came to Shivaloka. Now I am going to Vishnu Loka to find the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. My next destination is Vishnu Loka." I said, "No. Don't go to Vishnu Loka. Although I glorified Vaikuntha Vasis so much, although my wife glorified Lakshmi Devi so much, there is someone who is a better recipient of Krishna's mercy than even this Vaikuntha Vasis, even more than Lakshmi Devi. Who is that and where does he stay?" Shiva says, "Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is the best recipient of Krishna's mercy." Why is he saying like this? Now two things here. One thing is, he said Prahlad Maharaj is the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. Second thing is, He said it privately in the ears of Narada Muni. He did not publicly say it. He did not say it in front of Lakshmi Devi, in front of Parvati Devi. Why? Parvati Devi already glorified Lakshmi Devi as the best recipient of the Lord's grace. But now Shiva is going to say something against Parvati's opinion. Against her dear friend. Then if Shiva says like this, Parvati might speak disrespectfully in front of Shiva, in front of Narada Muni. That's not good for her. To protect Parvati Devi from offending the Lord or his associates in this way, or offending by speaking disrespectfully in front of Narada Muni, Shiva took Narada Muni aside. So as Vaishnavas, or as practicing Vaishnavas, we need to take utmost care not to offend others, but we should also be careful not to allow others to offend Vaishnavas. So Shiva, out of his affection for Parvati, he did not want Parvati to be offensive. To protect her from being offensive, he went and spoke whatever he had to speak to Narada Muni in a private place. Right? So Narada Muni, don't look up to Vaikuntha Loka. Look down. Basically, the glory of a Vaishnava is not necessarily in accordance with the geographical location where he or she stays. Narada Muni is going to different planetary systems within the universe, and he went beyond the universe also. He's going to the spiritual realm also. But there could be some Vaishnavas in the material world also who have great devotion, and that is Prahlad Maharaj. Now the second question. Why is Shiva glorifying Prahlad Maharaj so much? More than Vaikuntha Vasis. See this picture. In this picture, you see Narasimhadev keeping his hand on Prahlad's head. During the seventh canto pastimes, where Lord Narasimhadev appears from the pillar of Hiranyakashipu's palace, Satyam Vidhatam Nija Bhritya Bhashitam Vyaptim Cha Bhuteshvakhileshu Chatmanaha. So, to make the words of his devotee Prahlad Maharaj true, the Lord appeared in the assembly hall of Hiranyakashipu from a pillar. Stambhe sabhayam na mrigam na manusham, in this unprecedented form as Narasimhadev. And as you know, he fought with Hiranyakashipu for a while, he played with him for a while, and he killed Hiranyakashipu. And after that, the Gandharvas, the Siddhas, the Charanas, the Kinnaras, the Kimpurushas, the Manus, the Prajapatis, the Devatas, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu Parshadas, all of them offered prayers to Lord Narasimhadev, but Narasimhadev was not pacified by any of those prayers. He was not satisfied with any of those prayers. Then the Devatas approached Lakshmi Devi. Brahma says, I failed to appease Narasimhadev. Shiva failed to appease Narasimhadev, and many other people also failed to appease Narasimhadev, and they all approached Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi, he is your husband. Can you just go and pacify him, control him? He is still maintaining his mode of anger. He manifested this mode of anger for the purpose of killing Hiranyakashipu. Now Hiranyakashipu died, now he is supposed to come back to normal. He should become Shanta Narasimha. He is still Ugra Narasimha only. So fierce, Prahlad Maharaj says in one shloka, Naham vibhemya jitatyeti bhayanakasya jihvarka netra bharkuti rabhasogratam shtrat antrasrajahakshata jakeshara shankhukarnan nirhata bhita digibhad aribhinna khagrat. He says, ajitate ati bhayanakasya. Narasimhadev's form is ati bhayanaka, extremely fearsome. Jihvarka netra bhrukuti rabhasogratam shtrat, his jihva, his tongue, bloody tongue, netra, his frowning eyes, like the rising sun, not rising sun, hot sun at 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. in May in India. Jihvarka netra bhrukuti, his eyebrows, rabhasogratam shtrat, his teeth, antrasraja, he is wearing antrasraja. Krishna in Vrindavan, he wears vanyasraja, means a garland made of forest flowers. But Narasimhadev, he wears antrasraja. You know what is antrasraja? A garland of intestines. Have you ever seen any incarnation of the Lord wearing garland of intestines? Antarsarja hakshata jakeshara shankhu karanan, which like ears, and this whole bloody mane. Nobody dared to even approach Narasimha Dev. And Lakshmi Devi said, I have never seen my husband in this way. I cannot approach him. Forget pacifying him and calming him down. I cannot even go near him. Lakshmi Devi denied. Of course, that is because of the influence of Leela Shakti. She said that. But Lakshmi Devi also failed, apparently. At the time, Brahma approached Prahlad Maharaj. My dear child, can you go and pacify Narasimha Dev? Then Prahlad went. 5-year-old little boy. He just climbed the stairs, went to Narasimha Dev. Narasimha Dev became pacified. Very, very calm. And he kept his Abhaya Hasta on the head of little Prahlad, 5-year-old child. He embraced him. He heard all his prayers. And he said, I'm very pleased with your prayers. Take whatever benedictions you want. So in this context, Shiva says that Prahlad Maharaj received the mercy that even I have not received. Even Shiva has not received. Even Lakshmi Devi also has not received. So Prahlad is better than the Vaikunthavasis. I mean, Vaikunthavasis are good in their own way. Prahlad is great in his own way. But in this context, in this pastime, Lord Shiva says, Prahlad Maharaj received more mercy than all these people. Better you go and meet him. And who is Prahlad? The disciple of Narada Muni. Narada Muni initiated him. Narada Muni spoke Harikatha to Prahlad even before his birth. How long Prahlad was hearing Harikatha? When Kayadu was pregnant, then the devatas tried to kidnap Kayadu and kill the little child in her womb. Then Narada Muni came and said, oh devatas, we are imagining that Hiranyakashipu's son will be another mini Hiranyakashipu. But no, he is the exalted Mahabhagavata devotee, Prahlad Maharaj. He will become better devotee than you. Right? Don't kill her. Don't kill him. Then all the devatas circumambulated Mother Kayadu and respectfully left her in Narada Muni's ashram. And Narada Muni was enlightening Kayadu. But Kayadu was not hearing the class. She is thinking of something else. Right? It happens with all of us, right? Many times. So class is going on, Harikatha is going on, we think of something else. When there is some material anxiety, material thoughts in the mind, we just cannot focus on the class. Just as Kayadu could not focus on Narada Muni's class. today morning Maharaj was saying, Manaha Samharanam Saucham, cleanliness. One aspect of that cleanliness is the physical purity, where one takes bath and wears fresh clothes and sits in a very clean place. But another aspect of cleanliness is the internal purity. The mind, which is devoid of any negative thoughts, unnecessary perceptions, right? When the mind is filled with anxiety, when the mind is filled with material desires, when the mind is filled with unnecessary thoughts and feelings and emotions and desires, we cannot hear Krishna Katha, although the Ganga of Krishna Katha is flowing. We'll remain dry. We can drown in the nectarian river of Harikatha, but we'll remain dry on the shore. Right? Just like that shower example that Maharaj gave. Shower, water is falling, but you are 5 centimeters away from the shower. So we'll remain unclean. Just like Kayadu could not take advantage, but Prahlad Maharaj, sitting in the womb of Mother Kayadu, he heard everything. And the class went for long, long time. Extended time. Beyond time. Because Kayadu chose to give birth to Prahlad Maharaj after Hiranyakashipu returned. Bhagavatam says. That means for a long time, Prahlad Maharaj is hearing Harikatha. So, Narada Muni did not take any pride. Oh, Prahlad! He is the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. I have made him a devotee of Krishna. That means I am better than him. I am guru, his disciple. He did not think like that. This is another aspect of a Vaishnava character. Even guru doesn't think of himself better than a disciple. Without any reservations, Narada Muni is profusely glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. In fact, in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of Prahlad Maharaj is narrated by Narada Muni himself. To whom? Yudhishthira Maharaj, the 7th canto. Narada Muni was personally narrating the whole story of Prahlad Maharaj to Yudhishthira in the 7th canto. He never felt that I am a better devotee than Prahlad. I am the one who made him devotee. Sometimes we may think, right, I am counselor, I am mentor, I am the one who gave him Kanthimala. I told him how to chant Hare Krishna. So there is some sense of pride or sense of accomplishment in giving Krishna consciousness to others. Instead of thinking of oneself as an instrument in Krishna's compassion, we may think we are originators of compassion. We may think, I am the one who made him a devotee. Although Krishna is making them devotee, he gave us an opportunity to participate in this glorious endeavor. But Narada Muni, without any reservations, he is glorifying Prahlad. And now as soon as he heard the name Prahlad, with great ecstasy, he wants to go to Prahlad Maharaj. Then Shiva said, stop Narada Muni. What happened? I wanted to go to Vaikuntha, you told me stop. You told Prahlad Maharaj's name. Now I am going to Prahlad Maharaj again, you are stopping me. Any other reason? Then Shiva says, the way you glorified me, don't glorify Prahlad. He'll feel very uncomfortable. At least we both are like transcendental personalities. When you were glorifying me, I closed your mouth. You saw the picture? I closed your mouth. But Prahlad may not even close your mouth because you are his guru, right? He'll feel very uncomfortable when you praise him. Don't embarrass him by praising him. Just be sober. Be very self-controlled. Don't praise him. And he may not even talk to you also. Right? If you praise him, he may become silent. He will not talk to you. He will not reveal his heart. Are you okay with it? No. I will control myself. But after Narada Muni went to Prahlad Maharaj to Sutala Loka, he started praising him profusely. Right? You may commit something in front of someone, but you do something else. And it is not lack of truthfulness. It is an outburst of devotional emotion. So Narada Muni went to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj offered obeisances to, now he's not a boy, he's a grown-up man. He is a grandfather also of Bali Maharaj. So Narada Muni sees Prahlad Maharaj, and although he heard Shiva's words, Shiva's warning and caution note, still Narada Muni praises Prahlad Maharaj. Oh Prahlad, you are Krishna Kripa Bhara. You are filled with Krishna's compassion. You are filled with Krishna's mercy. There is no one as dear to you as Krishna. You are Krishna Graha Grihitatma. You are possessed by Krishna planet. And Govinda Parirambhita, you are constantly embraced by Lord Govinda. All these are terms from lines from 7th canto Bhagavatam. And although Lord Narasimhadev offered Prahlad Maharaj a residence in Vaikuntha, Prahlad said, I don't want Vaikuntha. I'll stay here out of compassion. Now you see, interesting thing. Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers, he told Narasimhadev. He said, Naiva dvije paraduratyaya vaitaranyah tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta shocetato vimukhacetasa indriyartha Maya Sukhaya Bharamudvahato Vimudhan. He said, O Lord, personally I have no problems, I have no fears, I have no anxieties. But I have one great trouble, great difficulty. What is that difficulty? The difficulty of seeing the conditioned souls in difficulties. Shochetato Vimukhachetasa Indriyarthan. Indriyartha for the purpose of enjoying the senses. Enjoying an essential plane, these people are rejecting you. Vimukha chetasa, they have turned their faces away from you. For indriyartha, for the purpose of sensual happiness. Maya sukhaya bharamudvahato vimudhan. They are carrying the great burden of maya sukha, illusory happiness. Whenever we are experiencing some happiness on a sensual plane, on the plane of body and senses, that's an illusory happiness. Maya sukha. Kanduyanena karayoriva dukha dukham. But of course, as long as we are in the material body, we have an urge to experience that. But we should also develop this understanding while practicing spiritual life that this is ultimately illusory. And Prahlad Maharaj had this understanding at the age of 5 by the grace of Narada Muni. And he chose to pray for or even suffer for, especially pray for those who are struggling in this material world. Right? And he also prays in the 5th canto of Bhagavatam, prayers of residents of Jambudvipa. So the Lord offered Vaikuntha to Prahlad in the 7th canto, 9th chapter, 52nd shloka. So it's quoted by, quoted in the commentary also. Although the Lord offered him Vaikuntha, Prahlad Maharaj did not show any interest in the residence of Vaikuntha in liberation. He chose to show compassion upon conditioned souls and pray for them, suffer for them, and work for them to uplift their consciousness, right, out of his compassion. Anyways, I'm remembering so many other references, but I need to move ahead. So Prahlad Maharaj once had an encounter with the Lord. Let me just... Narada Muni is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. Once Prahlad Maharaj is little grown up, most of us know the story of Prahlad as a 5-year-old child, but not many know what happened after he was grown up. So one incident is mentioned here by Narada Muni himself. Once Prahlad Maharaj went into the forest to take darshan of Lord Pita Vasa. Pita is yellow, Vasa is cloth. So Pita Vasa is the Lord who is dressed in yellow garments. So one name of the Lord is also Pitavasa. So the Prahlad Maharaj went to take darshan of Lord Pitavasa into the forest. But he saw in the forest one sannyasi. One person who is apparently dressed in some saintly attire, but he is holding bow and arrows. He is holding some weapons in his hands. Prahlad thought that he is a pseudo sannyasi. He is a heretic. He is not a bona fide personality. Looks like he is a miscreant. Let me fight with him. So Prahlad fought with him. And the fight was going on and on for days together. And Prahlad is unable to defeat him. Prahlad took a vow as a kshatriya. I will defeat you. But he is unable to defeat. So every day fight is going on. Generally these kshatriyas and warriors, they fight from morning to evening and they take a break in the night. And during the night nobody will attack. That's how Kurukshetra war also has happened. And next day morning they will resume their fight. That's how the fight between Jarasandha and Bhima also happened. So one morning, during this fighting period, one morning Prahlad Maharaj got up and he started worshipping his personal deity. He started offering garlands to the deity. So as he offered garland to his deity, he found that garland decorating that sannyasi, the so-called heretic. Then Prahlad Maharaj thought, I am offering this worship paraphernalia to my deity, and this man whom I am fighting with for so many days, he is wearing all this. Then Prahlad Maharaj recognized, he is my lord only. He is my lord who appeared in this form to test me or to fight with me or to joke with me, whatever. But Prahlad Maharaj had a concern. My dear Lord, thank you so much. You are Pitavasa. I recognized you now. Thank you so much for your darshan. But as a kshatriya, I have taken a vow. What was the vow? I will defeat you. But I could not defeat you. Then Lord Pitavasa said, I am always defeated by your love. That means, I am ever defeated by your love. You have fulfilled your vow. Don't worry. So Narada Muni quoted this incident and said, Prahlad, the Lord is conquered by your love. The Lord is defeated by you. Bhaktair Chitattvam. Idam Teva Purnatha Gopala Balam Sadame Manasya Virastam Kimanyi. In this Damodarashtakam, there is one phrase that comes, Bhaktair Chitattvam. I am conquered by the love of my devotee. Bhakta Paradhina, Bhaktair Chitattvam, Bhakti Vashyata, Bhakta Vashyata. These are the names. These are the terms describing the Lord's quality of being conquered by the love of his devotees. So, in this way, Narada Muni was glorifying Prahlad in so many ways. But Prahlad Maharaj, now he's in a dilemma. He cannot refute Narad Muni's praise like others did. Shiva could effortlessly refute Narad Muni's praise. Brahma could do it. Brahma even chastised Narad Muni. You are my son, I can chastise you also. Since you were a small boy, I have been telling you, I am not Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. I am a servant of Krishna. Again, you are glorifying me. So, Brahma can chastise Prahlad, Narad Muni. And Shiva can close the mouth of Narad Muni. But Prahlad cannot do that. And Prahlad not only can refute the praise of Narad Muni, he cannot even fail to accept that praise also. Because Guru saying, whatever Guru says, disciple has to accept. And Guru says something, disciple just cannot say something against Guru statements. So whatever Narada Muni spoke about Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad is obliged to accept all of the matters as truth. Because Guru's words, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. He cannot refute, he cannot close the mouth of Narada Muni. Offense to Guru. He cannot chastise Narada Muni, of course. But he cannot accept the praise also. You know what he did? Prahlad expertly diverted all the praise to Narada Muni only. Yes, whatever good qualities I have is only by your grace. You made me like this. Right, all glories to you. So Narada Muni, he felt embarrassed. But anyways, Prahlad Maharaj lowered his face in embarrassment and he said, whatever devotional qualities you are praising in me, most of them are manifested when I was a small child. But which small child, which 5-year-old child can manifest such deep devotional qualities? It's impossible. But that can be made possible by the grace of great souls like you. Therefore, all credit goes to you. You enlightened me when I was within the womb of my mother. So I thank you for giving me the inspiration in devotional service. It is only by the instructions of great souls, Mahatam Upadeshaya, that even kids, 5-year-old kids, or unborn kids or newborn kids also can develop some devotional inspiration only by the grace of great souls. When someone becomes an adult, then they have some ability to make choices and work on their desires. But when they are very small, young children, they don't have any independent, intelligence to make choices, to choose to follow some path. Whatever teachers are saying, whatever parents are saying, they just follow in that direction. So even before my birth, I got your association, Narada Muni. It is only because of you I developed whatever devotion I have. So then he says, although you are glorifying me so much that I am the best recipient of Krishna's mercy, please understand my condition. How did Narasimhadev show mercy upon me? When I said that my Lord is everywhere, even in this pillar, then my father with his fist broke that pillar and Narasimhadev manifested from that pillar. And he killed my father and he heard my prayers and he kept his hand on my head and he disappeared. After that, I didn't see him much. So my level of association with the Lord is only for a very, very limited time. He only gave me darshan. He protected me from calamities. That too when I remembered him. Now, Prahlad Maharaj is given as an example of smaranam. There is this shloka, right? Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshita Bhavat Vayasake Kirtane. Who is the best example of Saravanam? Parikshit Maharaj. Kirtanam? Sukadeva Goswami. And Smaranam? Prahlad Maharaj. So oftentimes Prahlad is quoted as best example of Smaranam. But Prahlad is saying here that I just remembered the Lord when I was in some difficulties. That's all. When I was in difficulties, when my father is tormenting me, I remembered the Lord. That's the only devotional service I have done. That's the only bhakti I have done. And the Lord also protected me from the difficulty caused by my father, by killing my father, and he disappeared. I never had the perpetual association of the Lord. And especially, please understand, Narada Muni, the best recipient of Krishna's mercy is one who receives opportunities to serve Krishna. What service have I done? Prahlad Maharaj is saying that. I have not done any service. I only remembered the Lord, that's all. I have not done much seva. Who has done seva? Hanumanji. Hanumanji has done profuse amount of services to Lord Ramachandra. He lifted mountains, he brought Sanjeevani mountain, he created a great Varadhi across the Lanka ocean. He even held Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman on his back. There is Hanuman Airlines. There is Garuda Airlines that we know. Yeah, here is this picture. Yeah. Garuda Airlines, he is carrying Krishna and Balram. There is Hanuman Airlines also. He is carrying Ram and Lakshman. So Hanumanji has done so much service, but I have not done any service. I am not a great servant of the Lord. So you please understand that I am definitely not the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. See, all these great Vaishnavas, they are finding some reason to minimize their position and maximize and highlight the position of another devotee as the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. Right? So service is very important. Not just remembering the Lord, not just hearing about the Lord, not just chanting the names of the Lord. All these are great undoubtedly, but we have to render seva also. Asesha sanklesha shamam vidhatte gunanuvada shravanam murari kimva punastacharana ravinda paraga seva ratiratma labdha. Asesha sanklesha shamam vidhatte. In the third canto of Bhagavatam, there is this shloka. Asesha sanklesha shamam vidhatte means all our kleshas, all our miseries will be mitigated completely by gunanuvada shravanam murari. By hearing about the qualities of Lord Murari, all our difficulties are destroyed. If just by shravanam all your miseries are mitigated, what to speak of seva? Kimva punastacharana ravinda paraga seva rati ratma labdha. Seva rati means having some interest, having some enthusiasm to serve the Lord. If Shravanam can destroy all our miseries and misgivings, what to speak of serving the Lord? Here in this shloka, service is kept one step ahead of Shravanam. So Prahlad Maharaj is here saying that, I only remembered the Lord when I was in difficulties, I didn't do any service. And he also did not give me any perpetual association. He saved me from my father appearing from the pillar and he disappeared. Are there any instances where I had prolonged meetings and prolonged association with the Lord any time? Narad Muni, you are my spiritual master. You are glorious. Whatever you say is correct. Whatever devotion I have, whatever opportunities that I received to receive Krishna's mercy is only by your grace. So thus, Prahlad Maharaj accepted all the praises by Narad Muni and diverted all the praise to him only. And later he said that, I am not the best recipient of Krishna's mercy because I have not done any service. Love you can get easily. Trust you cannot get much. When you have to give some service to someone, you trust their capacity, you trust their abilities, you trust their commitment, you trust their efficiency. So the Lord trusted Hanumanji's efficiency so much. And Hanumanji is the best example of Dasyam. So he is the best recipient of Krishna's mercy. He is way, way better than me. I am not so great devotee of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that one who gets the opportunity to serve the Lord is the best devotee. Now you see, Vritrasura offers a prayer. In the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful prayer of Vritrasura. We'll conclude with this. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I went 3 minutes beyond time. I'm going to go 2 more minutes beyond time. sorry for delaying your breakfast. Vritrasura, he offered a prayer. Ajata paksha iva mataram khaga stanyam yathartha sthanyam yathavat satarakshudartha priyam priyeva vyushitam vishanna manoravinda akshadidrikshate tvam. He said, O Lord, I want to be like Ajatapaksha. You know Ajatapaksha? A bird, little baby bird with undeveloped wings. Just as a baby bird without developed wings sits in the nest and waits for the mother bird to come and feed, let me wait for your mercy. Oh Lord, I am such a incapable and I am completely dependent on your mercy. I am so incapable of maintaining myself. I just wait for your grace. So Vritarasura first compared himself with a baby bird with undeveloped wings waiting for Krishna's mercy. But later he thought, there is no endeavor on the baby bird's part to receive the Lord's grace, receive mother's nourishment. Let me not be like the baby bird. I will be like a baby calf. What does a calf do? Calf runs towards the mother, puts some endeavor to receive the mercy of mother. Baby bird doesn't do that. He sits happily in the nest and the mother bird has to come and feed. But at least the calf will run towards the mother cow and to drink and drinks milk. So let me be like that baby calf who runs towards the mother to drink milk. But later he thought, although the baby calf is putting some effort from his end to reach the mother, the calf is not serving the mother in any way. So let me not be like that also. Then he gives the third analogy. Priyam priyeva vishitam vishanna manoravinda akshadidrikshate tvam. Let me be like a wife waiting for the husband to return home so that she can render so much service to the husband. Rukmini Devi renders so much service to Krishna. Satyabhama Devi renders so much seva to Krishna. Although they have so many maid servants, Rukmini, Satyabhama and all the 16,108 queens of Krishna also are personally engaged in Krishna's service. Mother Sita renders so much service to Lord Ramachandra. So let me be like that wife who does some seva, not like the bird who just sits and eats, not like that calf who just runs towards the mother and only drinks, doesn't serve. So service to the Lord is kept on a higher pedestal compared to just remembering Him. Of course, Martavya Hasatam Vishnu Vismartavya Najatit, you can serve also, you can remember also. If both are possible, that's the best. The gopis of Vrindavan, they do both. Vyadohane vahanane mathano palepa prinkankhanarbharudito akshanamarjanadau gayanti chainamanurakta dhiyo shrukanthyo dhanyavrajastriya urukramachitta yanah. Yadohane, while milking cows. Vahanane, while cleaning their grains. Mathana, while churning butter for Krishna. Upalepa, while smearing their floors with cow dung. Prenkankhana, while swinging on swings. Arbharudita, while taking care of their crying babies. Ukshana, while sprinkling water in their courtyards. Marjanado, while cleaning the floors of Vrindavan. You know what the gopis of Vrindavan doing? Gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyo shrukanthyo. They are doing gana. They are remembering Krishna, they are singing the songs of Krishna. Anurakta dhiyo ashrukanthyo. Their minds are steeped in devotion. Anurakta dhiyo ashrukanthyo. Their voice is faltering and the eyes are shedding tears of love and affection for Krishna. There, smaranam is going on, sravanam is going on, kirtanam is going on, seva is also going on. Not only smaranam, not only sravanam, not only kirtanam. All combined with seva. Mother Yashoda also does the same thing. Kshaumam vasaha pruthukatita tebibharati sutranadham putrasneha snutakuchayugam jatakam pamcha subhru. So while churning butter for Krishna, Mother Yashoda is thinking of Krishna's pastimes, singing those pastimes in the form of songs with her words, and with her body she is engaging in Krishna's service. So Prahalad Maharaj says, seva, an opportunity to render service to the Lord and ability to effectively serve Krishna makes a devotee the best recipient of Krishna's mercy and not just remembering like me. So this is Prahlad Maharaj's argument. But when Narada Muni goes to Hanuman, he used another argument to minimize his position. He did some of service, but he says, no, no, something else is better than this. So the journey continues. So we were in Bhuloka, we were in Indraloka, Sargaloka, we went to Brahmaloka, we went to Shivaloka, we were about to go to Vaikunthaloka, but we took a detour and went to Sutalaloka. So now, tomorrow we'll go to Kimpurushaloka. Thank you very much. Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita ki jai, Shrila Prabhupada ki jai.